Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks. If you haven't already guessed from your Facebook feed or even a simple Google search, the future of the internet is filled with ads. How the ads show up, how targeted they are, and how they find you is a billion-dollar business. Or to be exact, a $4.4 billion business. According to Verizon Communications, the behemoth wireless company which acquired the internet company AOL this week, once known for You've Got Mail, AOL has become a go-to source for digital advertising technology and online video. It's also the steward of several media companies, including the Huffington Post, TechCrunch, and AOL.com. To talk more about the significance of the AOL-Verizon merger, we're joined by Hiawatha Bray. He writes about technology for the Boston Globe and joins us regularly on Radio Boston. And Hiawatha, happy Thursday. Good to have you.
Glad to be here.
So AOL's president, Bob Lord, calls this buyout part of the formation of the next generation media company. So what does that actually mean? What do you get when you put a wireless and an internet company together?
Well, I think you get in some ways a little less than some people are thinking about, because one of the theories that people had was that they were buying it for their existing collection of content properties. Famously, AOL owns the Huffington Post and Tech Lab and TechCrunch,
right,
and Engadget and a bunch of other very popular internet sites. But that said, it's generally believed that that's not really the primary reason they wanted it. What they really wanted was the company's very rapidly growing online advertising business. AOL has quietly become a very substantial player in advertising. One of the companies where whenever you look at video or any number of things on the internet, you see ads popping up.
Yep.
Companies are behind the scenes actually setting up that entire network that puts those ads on, for example, your phone. And not only putting an ad there, but putting an ad that is targeted to you there. They have to make sure that this is an ad for something you might actually want to buy. That turns out to be possible because they know what kinds of stuff you're doing, what kinds of stuff you're looking at, and they base it on that. But doing all this requires huge amounts of very sophisticated technology, and that's what AOL has turned out to be very good at doing.
I see. So Verizon likes that. So as you mentioned, we know about these ads and the way they follow us around. Sometimes it can be a little bit creepy.
Yeah.
Are we destined to see more of this? And is this merger, or I should say, this acquisition of AOL by Verizon a sort of haringer of more to come?
Of course it is. Absolutely. And of course, you have to remember that when we talk about Verizon, we are talking about a company that has about 108 million accounts online, I should say, wireless phone accounts. Mm. Not to mention all the accounts they have for their Fios landline cable service. Now, imagine taking the information that they know about each of their customers and combining that with the ability to target ads extremely accurately. The possibilities are very, very attractive. I mean, you got to remember, Verizon's mobile service, Verizon Wireless, they already offer a service called Precision Market Insights.
Mm.
They can go to an advertiser and say, we know where everybody who has one of our phones goes every day. We know that this particular user, for example, goes to the bar, goes to Walmart, maybe goes to a Patriots game. This other user goes to Whole Foods and goes to the opera. We know what these people are doing because we know where they're going because they're carrying their phones. And we can help you send ads to the right people. Now imagine you take that and you add it to AOL's existing ad technology, and you can start targeting people with laser-sharp precision, showing them ads for exactly what they might want to buy.
So what does this mean specifically? I mean, let's talk about it. So let's say you have a Verizon phone.
Mm-hmm.
Talk about what shows up. You're saying more advertising, more targeted ads are going to sort of show up right in the palm of your
right,
hand.
Right, absolutely. And of course, a lot of these ads are going to show up while you're watching video. That's the other very important thing.
Hmm.
AOL is very much involved in video advertising, for watching ads that might pop up when you are looking at YouTube or other digital video services. It turns out that as of now, about 70% of all the data that is being transmitted over wireless connections is data that's being used to look at videos. So sticking advertising copy into those videos is a major part of what's going on here. And the ability to do this is just going to transform the way we do advertising, because the amount of time we spend in front of our TVs has actually gone down slightly. And the amount of time we spend watching videos video on our mobile devices has exploded. It went from about 21 minutes in 2011. The average American now spends over an hour a day from 21 minutes four years ago.
More than an hour a day staring at those little screens.
Staring at their phones or their tablets looking at video. It's just soared. And one of the goals here is to get hold of the advertising that's going to appear on those videos. And that's what Verizon is going to do with the help of this AOL deal.
Really interesting. I have to ask you about the famous merger between AOL and Time Warner back in 2000.
Now, you've got to. But that's weird because they were an entirely different company back in 2000.
All right, but here's what I want to ask. Because at the time, it was the biggest American business merger ever, and people
it still was. Are you kidding? It's not even, nothing has ever approached
nothing
it. Nothing probably
ever
will.
It. Right.
It was like $165 billion.
Right. So, with 2020 hindsight, Time Warner chief Jeff Bukas called it the biggest mistake in corporate history.
Nobody disagrees.
So, what are the chances of this deal going sour?
Well, it's hard to see how it could. I mean, this is a much simpler deal. The price is much lower. It's just not even on the same league.
Yeah.
AOL's advertising business, unless they completely screw it up, Verizon is going to benefit tremendously from owning it. There is just no reason to believe that you're going to see anything like this. There's only one tiny little funny thing about it, though.
Yeah.
Believe it or not, people forget the fact that AOL still offers the original service that they once offered all those years ago. Dial-up internet access. They still have that
service.
Business.
Yeah,
and they've got 2 million customers, and it makes money. So, yeah, Verizon is now back in the dial-up internet business. They'll probably end up selling that part of the business, but in all fairness, it makes money. There are still a lot of people in this country that can't get broadband, and that dial-up service is still there. But that's about all that's left of the old AOL. So any comparison to the old AOL merger, no way. I mean, this company is a shadow of its former self.
All right. Well, there's Hiawatha Bray. He writes about technology for the Boston Globe. He joins us regularly here on Radio Boston to talk about the world of tech. Hiawatha, thanks so much.
Oh, it's been fun. Thanks a lot.